Patrick says of the 5 police officers shot and killed during a protest in Dallas this summer, the 3 that were shot in the chest were wearing a type of body armor at the time that could not stop the bullet.
Everyone was wearing a vest that day. Those who were shot in the vest didn't survive. So we're going to launch an initiative to be sure that every patrol officer in Texas has the latest in a bulletproof vest that will allow that officer to be able to withstand a high caliber round.
He estimates this initiative will take an estimated $15 to $20 million out of what is already expected to be a lean state budget. Patrick's also pushing to have state lawmakers pass another bill that would exempt the families of fallen first responders from having to pay their property taxes. Plano mother Ashley Hardy lost her husband Wes in the line of duty in 2007 and says ever since, paying the bills has been a real struggle.
I can say that paying the property taxes and having to figure out where that money is going to come from, it's a lot of money. And when he was killed, it shattered our world. And the first thing I said to myself was, how am I going to pay the bills?
Patrick is calling the initiatives 2 of his top legislative priorities for the 2017 session. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.